discover the possibilities of internal medicine.
I'm Loretta Pinesi, and I'm the executive director of the New York chapter ACP. I'm here with one of the chapter's 2023 Stephen Wallerstein advocacy interns. And this is a very, very significant program for the chapter. It runs from January to June each year. This year, I'm really thrilled to have 8 advocacy interns rotate through the chapter. Shane is our second of the year, and it's been a sincere pleasure to work with him. I'm so excited for him to share his experience with you. So let's get started. Shane, why don't you begin today by introducing yourself, and then we'll get into some questions.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. My name is Shane Solger. I'm a PGY3 emergency medicine and internal medicine resident at Kings County and SUNY Downstate in Brooklyn.
Tell me why or how you became interested in advocacy.
Sure. It's funny when you think about an interest in advocacy, when really I think everyone should be invested in advocacy and learning how to do it. At its core, it's just a process for trying to make things better, either for yourself or for your patients. My journey began when I was in the Navy and I was thrust into a leadership position. One of my leaders at the time, Captain Schweihat, exposed me to one of the glaring deficiencies in our nation's ability to care for wounded Marines. And it really came down to training our corpsmen to adequately take care of patients in a helicopter. These were my patients. So I worked with Dr. Schweihat and we took the issue all the way to the Pentagon. And all of our efforts over the course of maybe 1 to 2 years led to a change in the curriculum for our corpsmen to get special training in casualty evacuation. After I left active duty service and I came here to Brooklyn, I'd adopted and applied that same kind of mentality to my patients here. Similar to having an inadequately trained combat corpsman in the Navy, there are broken systems in place in Brooklyn. And I began to work on the issues that were affecting patient care, which I affectionately referred to as Schweihatting with my girlfriend. But it just so happened to fall under the category of advocacy as well.
Wow. So I've worked with you for 4 weeks now, and I knew that you were in the Navy, but I had no idea. And I'm so glad that I asked that question. So my next question for you is, what issue did you focus on during this 4-week internship with New York ACP?
I focused primarily on Haitian Creole interpreter access from my hospitals in Brooklyn. I currently live in a neighborhood known as Little Haiti, and the area has had a historically high population of Haitians, at least since the 1960s. The hospitals that I work at cater to about 34,000 Haitians that don't know English well enough to talk about their medical issues. And we don't offer in-person interpreters, nor can we give them most of their discharge documentations in Haitian Creole, even though it's the second most common language that we encounter. Throughout the month, I also had an opportunity to speak as a physician on behalf of Treatment Not Jails Coalition. Currently, lawyers in many parts of the state determine who would benefit from substance use treatment and mental health treatment and not physicians, which I found shocking. And towards the end of my internship, several of my colleagues had brought up issues with pregnancy and receiving time off and how there really wasn't a standardized approach across the internal medicine programs, even though there's 2 different ones at my own institution. And so I was connected with the Council of Residents and Fellows through ACP to hopefully develop a toolkit for program directors and residents.
Interesting. That's wonderful. I'm not really sure you had to do a lot of research into this topic. It sounds like it really just came from experience in your own area and through your own interactions with colleagues. Is there anything you want to add in terms of research?
So I guess with regards to research, I think that it wasn't research in the typical sense of me, you know, scouring PubMed looking for articles, mostly because I had already done that piece when I had kind of started to formulate my argument for why we should have in-person interpreters. But I think when we talk about research in terms of, you know, just broadly saying like investigation, I think that there was air quotes research done when I was able to speak with Dr. Eileen Barrett, because she was able to successfully bring Navajo interpreters into her hospital in New Mexico. And I had a great chat with her. And many of our stories were essentially the same stories in terms of the horror stories we had with regards to language access. And all you really needed to do is swap out Navajo for Haitian Creole. And the stories were nearly identical. And she was able to provide me with some helpful insights into how she changed the culture of her own hospital into one more accepting and understanding of the importance of interpreter access, and how she'd actually developed some M&Ms around it and incorporated it into their journal clubs. And even from our talk with her, outside of what I had done with regards to the advocacy internship, I was able to reach out to some of my own faculty to see if we could get the ball rolling on some of those ideas, and they were pretty receptive to it.
That's great. I'm so glad that you were able to connect with Dr. Eileen Barrett. I know her from attending many ACP meetings, and she definitely is a spitfire and really an action figure and go-getter. So is there something in particular that you found most surprising during your time with us?
I had the ability to see the New York State Watch website that showed us how many bills were being submitted through the Senate and the Assembly. And there were probably at least 24 bills surrounding healthcare in New York that were introduced every week. And this was in addition to everything else that gets introduced regarding renaming roads, taxes, commerce, education reform, and so on. And it really illuminated the fact that we have to be engaged with these elected officials when it comes to healthcare, especially as a lot of these bills affect us as internists, because they just have this flood of information and they're very likely making decisions without incomplete information without us.
Exactly. You are the experts. You have the medical information that they need. If they don't hear from you, they're going to just listen to whoever does stop by their office or schedule a virtual appointment with them. So it is very important to establish a relationship with your local elected officials. So I'm so thrilled that you're involved and already in a good place for that. So what is one important lesson from this experience that you as a physician will use throughout your career?
I don't know if there's any solitary lesson that I learned, but I think it reinforced good habits. You need to make inroads of the people who make decisions. Otherwise, decisions are made and it can affect and will affect your life, or rather my life, and all the lives of the people around me.
I mean, you've been a leader, obviously, and your leadership will really, really get you far. Advocating for your profession and your patients, as you indicated, is so important. I just want to say thank you for all of your efforts thus far. And before we conclude, I just want to give you an opportunity to kind of give a tip, a tool, or a recommendation to other physicians who want to get more involved but don't know how. Where would you suggest starting?
Sure. I would find an organization that's going to elevate your voice. As a physician, people want to hear what we have to say. And too often, there are decisions that are made, even within hospitals, that affect us and our patients, and we have no say in the process. Whether it's your union, a committee at your hospital that you can join, or a physician group like NYACP or New York Docs, if you want to have a say in how you're going to practice or the resources available for your patients, then you have to get involved. Otherwise, things will just sort of happen to you and you'll be helpless to stop them. You know, I hear it too often from other doctors and my co-residents that someone should really do something about, then, you know, insert problem here. And the answer is that it's you. Like, you're the one that's bothered. You're the one that's angry. And you should do something about it. And you need to get the gears moving for change, because nobody cares more about the issues that are being complained about than the people complaining about them. And so if you want something to change, then you need to start doing something about it, because sometimes nobody does. And then it's 20 years down the line and we're sitting around asking ourselves, well, how come nobody did this one thing to make things better for everybody? And it's because nobody did anything. That's just kind of the answer, is nobody has done anything about it. And that person can be you.
Well, Shane, I just want to say how much you've inspired me by your action. And I think you're infectious. And we are so lucky to have you as a member and an advocate. So we look forward to your continued activity in ACP. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And thank you so much for all that you've done over the last month. I appreciate it.